Today, we're ranking our most anticipated games of the year, and can anything actually beat GTA 6?
Nano. Sorry, man. I just recorded this bonus podcast. I'm out of it, man. I missed my screen this week,
man. An immediate plug into the fact that there is a bonus podcast that they can see by being key members, clicking join on YouTube or going to patreon.com/keymoments and getting access to like 50 plus bonus episodes of things, reactions, podcasts, gameplay videos, so many things. But Dotto, today we are here. Can any game, because yes, we have a tier list maker. Look at this. Can any game actually beat GTA 6 on our top 10 most anticipated games of the year? Now, if we have any disagreements on something that should go in there, we'll just put two games into like a slot. I see no reason in like having to, bend the knee or something like that there. But there are some games that aren't here, Dotto. I want to immediately bring one to your attention.
Okay, go ahead. Because I'm not really a big memory guy. So for me, I need this list. It's very vital to my ability to judge these games.
So we'll still call these out for those of you that are audio listeners as well. But as you can see, not every game is here. And the first one I'm going to bring up, we'll make rematch count as this. I'm going to go ahead and put it up because I think it's going to be on our list somewhere. Project Multi, Dotto.
I see. I forgot about Project Multi. It escapes my memories, but great times. I think it would deserve a spot. Yeah, probably not any higher than 10, though, I would imagine.
I would argue with a potential 8, but I don't want to. I'm not a guy, like, I'm not trying to get too out ahead of myself yet, because I don't, I'm not like,
we don't know. I've glanced,
but I've not really dug into like what is available here to us to place, on top of the fact that we also have, man, dude, rest in peace Game Informer, because Game Informer, not only did I just, obviously, I won't lie, didn't
Not a subscription holder?
I haven't had a subscription in a while, just because simply I didn't really go to GameStop or anything like that. But I did still follow them and actively go to their webpage and check out their reviews. But more specifically, they have the best 2025 or upcoming release schedule any site had, period. And we don't have that anymore, but we do have Eurogamer.
Man, I used to love reading the magazine. I'm not gonna lie. Same, dude. Also not a subscription holder, but just being honest,
I was though for years.
I had a huge collection of them. I would like flip through, read the reviews. I was like a cartoon character. I would genuinely read the reviews and go, that sounded pretty good. I might actually try to take a look at that.
Yeah, no, I loved every bit of it. I also had a game. Did you ever hear of Game Pro? I had Game Pro.
Okay, man, you might have been a bit more intense than me. I have no idea what that is.
I had a subscription to Game Pro. Actually, I had a subscription to Game Pro before I had a subscription to Game Informer, and then Game Pro started like they were about to go out of business, so I got my Game Informer subscription. Anyways, but we're here on Eurogamer. I'm just gonna name some off. Weathering Waves. This is technically already out, but an announcement.
Does this even count, dog?
Not really. It's
this
already out.
This is gross, bro. This is disgusting.
Whoa, let's slow down there, okay?
I hate gacha games, unless they're for an IP that I know.
Freedom Wars Remastered. Were you ever a Freedom Wars guy on the Vita?
No, but I did hear good things. I did hear good things about it.
This game was sick. It's not going to break top 10 for me, but this game was really cool. Like, I played a decent amount of it on my Vita. We've talked about it, actually, here on this podcast. And I talked about, because when you, the whole thing is that you've been sentenced, like, a huge prison sentence, and you're literally going out and fighting monsters.
Oh, yeah. I've heard about it from you. That's right.
Yep, to take years off of your prison sentence. Anyways, and I told you I hit my guard once on accident because I was trying to interact with stuff in my, like, cell. Because they're fairly nice, like, prison cells, and, like, I accidentally, like, I did something and it immediately makes you have, he adds like 500 years to your prison sentence or something.
Damn.
Like that.
Damn.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like thousands of years, if I remember. I mean, this game is kind of old, so it's cool to see this coming back because this was an exclusive Vita game. So to see that, I guess Bandai actually has the rights to it coming to Switch, PS4, PS5, PC. It's pretty cool to see, but it's not cracking my top 10. DK Country Returns HD. Do we care about this?
This is honestly, Nana, we talked about this a little bit in the bonus, but the Switch is just pathetic at this point, bro. Like, how are we still talking about Donkey Kong Country Returns HD? Not HD, obviously, but like we got a. We do. They remastered Tropical Freeze.
And then, yeah, they got the remaster.
They remastered it. Now they're like, we're remastering the first one. It's like, bro, I'm sorry, but does anybody give a fuck? Is there anybody out there that can even remotely scrounge up? Like, I'm sure people will buy this.
Yes.
But would anybody prefer this over like getting a new one?
No.
I don't think so. I really don't.
I have this on 3DS.
These are fun, though. These are really fun platformers. And they were kind of killed by the motion control stuff. Not killed, but it definitely didn't make the game any better.
I just you can tell the Switch is just like in a limbo state. Like they're just kind of hanging out right now, waiting for
It's kind of scummy, bro. You know how many kids probably got Switches for Christmas and they're just like geeking right now, like they're on top of the world.
I listened whole to time. So many game podcasts that were talking about that, and they're just like, yeah, they're like. I do think, based on all these leaks that are happening around the Switch 2, that it was very clearly supposed to come out, like, you know, last year at some point. And so that's why all the leaks are happening, because they probably have... My guess is, like, there probably could still be some legal ramifications. And I'm not saying people are doing stuff that they should have been doing, but I bet you NDAs have ran out. Something is going on here where, like, these companies are able to show off all this stuff and probably not face, like, too many ramifications. But all that to say... is that they clearly didn't reveal the Switch 2 so that way it wouldn't affect their holiday sales. And like, that is a bit scummy. It's business, but like...
It's business. They ain't doing nothing wrong, but it's just like, damn, dude. Like, you guys couldn't have just pumped it out quicker, bro? Because like, I don't know. I mean, I think this is the right business move at the end, but...
Oh, yeah. I mean,
I'm excited for Switch 2.
The Switch is now the best-selling. It's beaten the PS2. The Switch is now the best-selling console. I don't know what the terminology for it is, but basically PS2 held the world record for like 20 something years now, and now the Switch has finally and officially dethroned the PS2. Tales of Grace F remastered. I'm not even sure what this is. So
that has JRPG written all over it.
Yeah. I mean,
I can't even trust that.
I know of the Tales games. I don't know if this is the same as anyways. Dynasty Warriors Origins. I'm not a big Dynasty Warriors guy. Are you, Donna?
Not either. I've never really liked the I forget if it has a genre name, but Dynasty Warriors playstyle where you just like run around and kill
mobs,
grubs. Not really my thing.
Yeah. Inner Magnolia Bloom in the Mist. Not familiar with this one either.
Nope. Another miss on me. Never heard of that.
Star Wars Episode 1 Jedi Power Battles. Now this, I'm like, hang on. I didn't know this was getting like a little remaster. Like, wait a second.
Never heard about this in my life.
Final Fantasy VII Rebirth on PC, not going to count it because it's a re-release of a game from a year ago. Star Wars Hunters, I'm going to try it. This game is free, so I'm going to try it out. It's coming into early access on PC. I think it's been out on mobile, but I will, if this is on Steam, I'll probably download at least try it, but it's not going on my list. Spider-Man 2 is getting a PC release.
How's the most exciting thing so far, by the way, just halfway in, I want to comment. Is a Vita game remaster. Like that's the number. Like,
yeah,
that's what my ears perked up to right now.
Phantom Brave, The Lost Hero, Citizen Sleeper 2, and Hello Kitty Island Adventure on PC. None of these are going on our list. So January is the month of remakes and remasters, man. Cause it's basically the highlights of this to me from everything we just said are Donkey Kong Country Returns HD, Freedom Wars remastered, Final Fantasy VII Rebirth on the PC, Spider-Man 2 on the PC. Like I
don't think I'll be playing any of these at all, except Freedom Wars. I'll probably play Freedom Wars.
Oh, I see one that might be coming onto the list here. Hang on.
Okay, well, surprise me, bro, because right now it's nothing.
Kingdom Come Deliverance 2. Did you ever play the first one?
No, I didn't.
I played it a little bit. It was an interesting game. I saw that, I guess, the lead dev or maybe the owner of this company, like, was being a little cocky the other day on Twitter, and people did not like that. I didn't look into it enough, but I saw people weren't happy about...
Angry gamers? You don't want angry gamers against you, bro.
Oh, no, you don't. All right, Civ 7, Dotto. How much of a Civ
guy
are you?
Here we go. I'm a very big casual Civ enjoyer, as in, like, I have... You know what? Let me not give any fake numbers. I have access to it right here. I have... 103 hours on Civ 5 and only 10 hours on Civ 6, but casual Civ guy. I probably will be playing Civ 7. I'm checking it out, but if it doesn't impress, I'll probably end up back in Civ 5.
Do you want to put it on the list?
Right now, I guess it can go on the list at like a 9 or something, or, you know.
Come on,
no,
bro.
No, I mean,
it'd
be...
Project Multi over it, man. Come on, dude.
You're right. Look, Multi, it just depends on if they can clean up those bots, bro.
I was going to say, I think it's funny that you're wanting to put Multi so low, because something tells me of all these games, besides maybe...
Multi, I mean, yes.
Like, Multi's going to have the most hours for probably both of us out of these games.
It's true, and I did love Multi. I do want to stress that. And I'm excited to play it again. I don't know, man. I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's gonna really, really, really matter on what the finished product looks like. And another thing too, which we had a not tiny discussion, we had a pretty substantial discussion about Marvel Rivals in our bonus podcast that Donald brought up earlier. But something we did not talk about is the fact that a month into release, and they've already revealed that Rivals is getting 4 new heroes, which is crazy.
It's crazy that Overwatch sucks so fucking much, bro. Like, actually, that is insane.
If Multi has a good flow of heroes, champions, whatever they call it in that game, then that will also, like, that game will live and die by the fact if it's getting monthly content and monthly releases, or even more than monthly, then that'll be huge, and that will keep me tapped into Multi for a really long time, because it's...
Yes. I just hope they figure out the anime game microtransaction curse, because if they can't, I'm worried about that, but again, characters would definitely... I'm going to play that game a lot.
Oh, same. All right, so Urban Myth Dissolution Center, I don't know what this is. I'll also be honest, if I need to Google something, it's not coming on the list. You know what I mean?
We're not insulting these games. We just don't personally know of them.
Yeah. And also, if you're listening to this, like, well, why aren't they at least, like, doing some research on this? If I need to do research, then maybe by the end of the year, it's on my top 10 list. And, like, because I guarantee there's something where we're going to list here, not going to list here, that will come out that will... probably eat, like, what was that game I saw you get on a ton that would have probably never been on your radar, but like you played it so much it almost became a meme on your channel. It was the one where you were trying to speed run a stage. What was the name of that damn game on Steam?
Speed run once it crumble.
Yeah. Like,
oh, okay.
Like, you know, like, yeah, little crumbles, random games crumbles pretty like that, big that you just like play that you probably weren't expecting. Anyways, Assassin's Creed Shadows. Are you an AC guy?
Is this doing anything for you, Nano? Oh, he's going to the list. He's going to the... Okay, he's doing something for him.
It is for me. I at least want to put it at 10. I personally am excited to try this game out.
Well, move everything up then, bro.
I also said, like, if we had ties, like, technically Civ could be your number 10 and this could be my number 10. Like, we could have multiple games in a tier if we needed to, but I'm cool with doing this too.
Okay. I just think, you know, once we start eliminating stuff, maybe then we can shift it around in our mind's eye.
Fair.
But right now, Assassin's Creed for me is kind of honestly, Ubisoft as a whole is kind of the fall off arc of the century. But Assassin's Creed, I was addicted to the franchise back in the day, as I'm sure a lot of people were. You know,
where'd you
the
stop?
SEO stuff. I stopped. I actually know exactly when my love for the franchise died. It was Assassin's Creed 3, the one set in America.
What?
I played for like an hour or something and a half.
Oh my god!
And then it drops the fucking title card after an hour and a half of doing nothing but walking around through snow.
You're playing as Ken,
whatever his name was, bro. I put my controller down. There was people in the room with me. And I was just like, I can't believe they just tried to drop a title card on me like that. I'm not playing this shit. I was so done, bro. I was so done. And just, I feel like at some point, Assassin's Creed got way more into like following and like the I forget what kind of missions they're called, but there was like a name for them. Just following from a safe distance, but not too far and not too close. And just very casually walking behind them. I'm like, this is so ass, man. I just want to kill stuff. I just want to assassinate guys.
Interesting. I love 3. 3 was not my fall off at all. I loved playing as Connor. I believe is that because you're playing as his dad, right? His dad is the intro segment, which is like Ken Elway. It's something I can't remember right now. It has been a long time since I played, but you play as Connor, and I just like, I'm sorry, like going through American history, but like him with his like tomahawk and dude, I cannot believe you didn't play 3. And then, so does this mean you didn't play Black Flag either?
No, I didn't like the ship stuff. I go against the grain. I go against the grain so hard. This is my least internet take, but whenever people bring up Black Flag and how good the pirate stuff was, I was just like, what game were we all playing? Because that shit sucked.
Nah.
That shit sucked, dude. I hated it.
We don't agree on something, bro.
I know. We can get a little controversial.
But I will say, and this isn't, it's not to take away from this, I'm not the biggest Black Flag defender, though, because so while I like the ship stuff, like I really, really liked the ship stuff, the thing that I hated about that game specifically is that my love for AC is going around in massive cities with a lot of verticality, and that game was a lot of islands because, like, obviously the emphasis on being on a ship, and I didn't love how, like, horizontal that game was. Like, it really took the verticality out of it because you're just running around on islands, so you can get, like, in, like, palm trees and, like, the buildings. There was not that many tall buildings for the most part. I'm not saying there wasn't still some of that. So you took away that sort of big, like, I'm in a big city and doing stuff. So my favorite is still easily Brotherhood, like AC2 Brotherhood. The Ezio story is still my favorite, but if I ranked them, like, yeah, man, I don't know, dude. Like, Brotherhood is still number one, but then I'd probably put, I don't know that many people like 3. Like, I definitely think I am in the minority with liking 3 as much as I do, but I really enjoyed 3 a lot. But 1.0, you probably will never go back, but Unity is good, and I remember loving
Unity. Unity was very fun. Specifically, the co-op mode is what I enjoyed.
Unity, I remember people online were very mad at that game, and that has been one of those games that I now have seen people, like, actually look back on fondly and have been like, wait, I think we were all wrong about this. And I'm like, I was always right, because that game was sick, and that was my last, like, putting tons of hours into this. I gave Odyssey about 10 hours, and I gave Valhalla about 8. And so
I can't do it no more, man.
I just feel like it's they lost.
For me, the setting has always played such a very little part of it. I love stealth games. I love assassinate.
But
like,
you're not
when
interested
you
said that all in Shadow, in, like, I don't know, man. Like,
I'm interested a little. I'd be lying if I said it's the most least interested game. I just know that Assassin's Creed has always disappointed me. Like, worse than just being boring, or it actively pisses me off because, again, my last experiences with Assassin's Creed are those damn fucking following missions. They spam those fucking following missions where you just walk around, do absolutely nothing, don't get too close, don't get too far. I'm like, this is not fun at all. Like, and Assassin's Creed has always had that. Every time, like, they would beam me back out and I'd have to play as Desmond. Honestly, the story for Assassin's Creed has always been the worst part of Assassin's Creed.
Dude.
Because why can't I just be Ezio? Why can't I just be fucking Altair, bro? Like, I can't just be these characters. I have to be Desmond, okay, remembering. Like, this is fucking boring. Like, why are we adding this extra step? But it's still fun. Like, when I'm there, it's cool. But yeah, I just, again, those games, they can piss me off, bro. Assassin's Creed, for some, I think it's my former love, Nano, but it can really wriggle in my brain and just make me fucking angry. But yeah, I do want to say Unity, the 4-player missions, those were some fun stuff. Even, did you ever play, like, the old, like, gimmicky, it was gimmicky, this shit would just get made fun of nowadays.
The multiplayer
online modes.
Where,
yeah,
you would, like, hide. It was almost like an OG, or not OG, because Prop Hunt's been around for forever. It was kind of like Prop Hunt, right? Because you would hide.
It was
in the
a little
crowds.
Prop Hunty. Yes, you'd hide in the crowds, and then people would walk up and go, "Is this you?" And then you fucking stab them. And, oh man, fun that. I think we both said we have a love for, like, those tacky, like, add-on. Again, back in the day, you had to sell it based off the back of the box, right? Or, yes, like, your little YouTube ad. So having multiplayer was a big thing. I love tacked on multiplayer modes. But yes, I'm a little bit interested. I definitely don't think it's, like, people make fun of this game a lot online. And I don't personally care to, like, about any of this stuff. If it's good, I'm sure I'll hear about it and I'll play it. I would love to come back to Assassin's Creed.
No, and that's the thing. I've got to at least give it a go, because I just, like, I don't know. I'm sure there's some people that they see Assassin's Creed kind of the same way they see people buying COD every year. Like, you're just like corporate bootlicker type thing a little bit, but I don't know. I want to see what they cooked up here, and I'm gonna try it out. I gotta see what it's up. But the one thing I will say with the settings is, you know, we've wanted the AC fandom has wanted one set in, you know, this type of setting for literal years, and they let Ghost of Tsushima come out first, who more than likely the gameplay is better. Everything probably about Ghost, which is now a 5-year-old game, will be this year, probably.
Holy shit.
Yeah, probably is just a better game. Like, that, if honestly, like, But maybe not. Maybe this game will surprise. The one thing I was going to add, though, the way you said when I said based, is that I thought everyone was in agreement that, like, there are some moments I like from Desmond. Like, specifically, Desmond's story was more interesting whenever it was the Ezio storyline from 2 through Revelations. After that, and into 3, like, it was kind of okay. And I want to say 3 is the end of Desmond's storyline. I can't remember exactly. It kind of sort of maybe spoilers for, like, a 12, 13-year-old game. But anyway, I thought we were all in agreement that it was mostly just mid and no one really cared. And then I found out there's a whole section of the fandom that, like, misses that and loves that aspect. And I'm like, I just wanted the whole game just to be Ezio. Like, I didn't need that outside world.
I literally just think, like, again, it's more so than it's just, like, boring. It's like, why? Like, I'm involved, like, in an Ezio story. It's not like it has to be real life. Like, why are we giving me a reason? Like, why can't this just be the story of the assassins back then?
I think they're wanting to build to what they're finally doing now. I don't know if you've looked into it, but I think they are attempting, you know how you launch Call of Duty and you can go into Modern Warfare 2, 3, Black Ops 6, all of that. I think they are, I don't know if they'll ever be able to accomplish this, but I think the whole point of the Animus is they wanted to build to a thing to where you could go into any of these storylines. I think their ambitions were set very high and they wanted to build out this game where they could, like, take you into, you know, like, Ezio's story or Connor's story or oh my god, it is leaving me, but maybe Ken was the main character of Black Flag, actually. I think that was what they were building to, was the Animus was really just meant to be a vehicle that they would eventually build to into a massive game that would just allow you to go into all the games, basically. I think that was the idea of it, but I didn't need it. Anyways.
Yeah, lame idea to me.
Date everything. I'm not familiar.
I had no idea.
Game coming out on February 14th. We have, I'm surprised they decided to drop this then, but Avowed, which is a game I do want to try. This is an Xbox exclusive coming from the same people that made, like, Outer Worlds and New Vegas and all of that. Well, Obsidian. It's an Obsidian game. Surely you're going to try this out because it's literally a Game Pass game.
Any game that is on Game Pass immediately gets into my iron sights, unfortunately. So yes, I probably will be checking it out.
I want to put it up here, but so it's very Skyrim-esque. Like that's probably not the best way to describe it, but it is a very Skyrim-esque game. The one thing that is confusing to me is this whole, you have to, like, there's a god, there's, like, different gods, and depending on which one I think you pray to or something is the abilities that you then have, like, access to or something like that. I think that is...
I know zero about it.
Either way, I actually am pretty stoked, and I've been, like, looking into this game since they, like, showed off a CG trailer 5 years ago about it or 4 years ago about it or whatever it was. I'm just going to put it up here for now. We'll go back. We're not spending too much time on Avowed here. Lost Records, Bloom and Rage, Tape 1.
No idea. Okay. It's a nice title.
Are you a Yakuza guy? Like a Dragon?
I am not.
Dude, I want to be, but then I look at how long those games are and I just cannot be asked, because it's like, dude, I'm not big on long games. I'm in the middle of a 10-year long Witcher 3 playthrough that I'm finally getting close to seeing the end of. And so I want to play these Yakuza games, but...
No, any long game, like, it has to be, like, pretty good for me to make it through. Like, Metaphor, I fully completed, and that was a shocker to me. It was a 60-hour journey, and it was tough, dude. Like, I've never played a game for that long. A single-player game has to be fucking very good for me to do that. The next one on the list you just highlighted, by the way, Yu-Gi-Oh! Early Days Collection. Did you not know about this?
No, what is this?
This is just a bunch of old, like, Game Boy games.
Oh.
It probably wouldn't make my list, but it's just, again, it's for boomers. It's like, it's for the old guys.
It's coming to PC and Switch on February 27th. And by the way, Like a Dragon, Pirate Yakuza in Hawaii is coming out on February 24th. So February is actually pretty stacked. All right, so here's a game that I feel like I'm going to put on my list no matter what. Monster Hunter Wilds on the 28th of February. This has got to be on my list. I'm actually really excited about this game. Matter of fact, I think
it's got to be pretty high on. It's got to be pretty high on my list too, Nano. I don't know about you, but I put a lot of hours into. Again, I do want to take this time to do something we don't do often on the show and shit on the Switch, because fuck Nintendo, bro, for I know Monster Hunter Rise eventually came to PC, and I'm very grateful. I only have 24 hours on it. I never got to fully complete Rise because just didn't work out. But I must have put hundreds of hours into Monster Hunter World on my Xbox. And Rise, are we allowed to talk about this, Nano? Didn't me and you like go into
dude, the embargo for what we saw was
I was gonna say it's like years ago, but yes, we went to Summer Games Fest and we saw footage and it looked great. Like, it looked like Monster Hunter World. I think I said that.
It was a live demo. It was not like pre-record. We got to see someone actually playing on the sticks Monster Hunter Wilds back in June.
And it looked great. It looked just like Monster Hunter World. It doesn't look, a lot of people are saying like, oh, it's open world and it looks great. I didn't really see, to me, I wouldn't have described it as open world.
It has, to me, kind of what Elden Ring is doing. Like, graphically, when you look at the textures of Elden Ring, like, Elden Ring is not a pretty game, but it's a very artistic game that makes it a pretty game. Like,
yeah, it looks like Monster Hunter World, which is fine to me.
So, like, I think that's kind of what Wilds has. It has a very, like, certain aesthetic to it. I don't think it's an ugly game.
But, like, people describing it as open world, to me, I don't think that. But in the Monster Hunter sense, usually after you kill a monster, you would just, like, get beamed up. This one leaves you in the environment to do whatever you want. That's going to be a fun change. It didn't, but what, during the demo we saw, it didn't look, like, it looked like a big map, but it wasn't, like...
I don't think there's any instances at all.
Well, what do you mean by instances, though, is what I'm saying.
Like, I don't think... Hang on.
Like, what I'm saying is open world to me is you get one big map and then you walk around the map.
Yes.
But this is like, it's split up maps. Like, you go to desert map. I know they're describing and marketing as open world. I guess to me, I just wouldn't say open world like that.
They
look like bigger world maps.
But
and they're probably connected, I guess.
But I think they're huge, though. Like, I think, like, what
they
we,
are.
What we saw, and I get what you're saying, but what we saw, though, is that the ability to go kill this, like, monster and never have to do any loading to go back to give it to who you need to build your new armor set. Like, there was no...
Yes.
Like, the town that you needed to go to was not, like, a different instance. It was in the same section. So my guess is, like, it's still... I would still consider that open world because I think probably the only difference is probably the different environments will be different, like quote unquote instances. Sorry, when I say instance, I think in the easiest thing for me is just like Guild Wars, right? Like in Guild Wars.
Yeah, I'm thinking of MMO too. Like you would not queue in, obviously, in an offline game, but
it's a different.
It's not even about loading to me. It's just like a different square. It's like a different big world. Me not saying it looks open world is not a knock on the game. I personally don't care whatever it is. Cause it looked like Monster Hunter World, but double the size, double the graphics. And, hopefully they just do new monsters. I'm not even that big into the Monster Hunter series. So I know people have like favorite monsters and old ones returning. I just like to see new stuff and bigger effects and bigger fights. That one should be like top three at least.
Oh no! I just threw it up here, but yeah. This is going to be one of the biggest releases of the year, and one of the few. It won't compete technically with GTA 6, but it will in its own way because it's definitely one of the most anticipated games of the year, easily. I think by a lot of people here. Okay, so Omega 6, the Triangle Stars, not familiar. Morsels on Switch on the 20. All these are 28th releases. Midnight Murder Club. I actually am interested in this game. Did you
know about this? I've never heard of this.
This was at the Game Awards. So basically it says it right there. It's make sure this is muted. So it's basically a hide and seek game, and it has the aesthetic of like Deathloop or Dishonored. And it's a multiplayer. It's literally a multiplayer, but it does have crossplay.
I see. I do remember this trailer.
Yeah, so I think this is one of those that, like, would be fun.
It'll be a fun stream game, yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of games like this, Friday the 13th is officially closed.
Shut down, yeah, I saw.
Pretty sad. Now, I do think this looks cool, but this isn't, like, making on my, no offense, but this is not making it to my top 10. Begone Beast, Early Access, not familiar. That brings us to March. So we are about to be done with what Eurogamer has available to us. And we'll just have to go off of either what's on the list or the, the top of my head, because I think I have a couple.
Game Informer wouldn't have done us to like this.
No, they wouldn't have. Two Point Museum. These games are cool, but have you ever played a 2-point game? Like 2-point Hospital?
No. Oh, okay. Oh, are these the ugly looking ones?
they're the top down sort of. Yeah, I don't really know how else to explain other than like.
Oh, never mind. I was thinking of something else.
Suikoden 1 and 2 HD Master, not for me. Split Fiction, though, is. And I definitely want to put it on here. I'm actually really stoked about this game. I hope they have it on this list. If they don't, I'm going to use Splitgate as the Split Fiction on our little tier list. Are you familiar with what Split Fiction is? Do you remember?
I believe it was the one that was just like the... Oh, yeah. That's the...
Fucked Oscars.
It Takes
guy.
Two. It Takes Two. Yes. One.
Yeah.
That probably will be a pretty good game.
Oh, there it is. This is it right here, I believe. It looks like it anyway. I could be wrong, but anyway,
basically, yeah. Just it takes two, but
it takes
different.
Two, but yeah, but it's like different environments, and the whole point of it is that like one person writes fantasy and one person writes sci-fi. Anyway, it looks really cool, and those games have been great. Matter of fact, It Takes Two actually won Game of the Year in 2021, which was a good game. I don't know. It might speak volumes of the 2021 release schedule, maybe. But anyways, all right, that comes out on March 6th on PC, PS5, Series X, Series S. Fragpunk.
Game is dead, bro.
What is this game?
It's just another, like, it's nothing against the game itself. It's just another one of those online shooting games that
free to play, fast paced 5v5.
Yeah,
it's a hero shooter.
It's over. Like, I tweeted, this is the game I tweeted out. It was like, as soon as it was released, I just tweeted out, it's a heavy heart that we announced that we are ending service for Fragpunk.
This game just looks like cool.
Come on now. Let's be real. Dude, let's be harsh.
No
but real.
One could hang on. I want to.
They have
look.
A card system too. Like they have every like.
Oh.
If they somehow pull this off, I mean, kudos. I will be blessing up. Like,
dude, Marvel Rival. Oh, dude.
I don't want to shit on anybody's work, man. But it's just like, why do people keep greenlighting these projects? These are like the most insane projects to take on.
Marvel Rivals, as of 20 minutes ago, and we're filming this on a Friday at like 2/3, 311,000 players, man. This game is actually, I think this game is only going to continue to grow. I think word of mouth and the fact that everyone just keeps playing it, and like the fact they're already
giving
heroes.
It broke into the, and I'm not insulting these people, but who I would describe as more like normie, like gaming. Like I saw Ninja and like Tim, Batman,
dude,
playing.
Yeah.
And like they were, and not
and
just
Nate
playing,
too.
But they were... Not even just playing, but they were glazing. They were sucking, bro. They were like, I think it was a Tim the Tatman like YouTube short that popped up, but he was like, I think the world's been waiting for a game like this. Like every gamer wanted something like this. And usually they speak for like the Call of Duty crowd. And I damn, bro. Like
Tim
I
was an Overwatch guy though.
Yeah, I did not, but I mean, the glazing was crazy. And they're, I don't think that game's going anywhere for a little while.
Yeah, you're probably right. Fragpunk, unfortunately, will probably have an end of service maybe before the end of the year.
Dude, it would be probably, like, it's not even like, because one of their things in the trailer was like, small head mode, big head mode. Oh. I was like, dude, like, who are you? Like, kids these days don't even know that big head, like, cheat codes and small head cheat codes were a thing, man. Like, you're not getting them off Fortnite with this. Or Marvel, right? You're not getting them off Rivals with this. It's and like old people, or even like people in our age range, are probably playing something. Like old people are going to play like Unreal Tournament or some shit like that. Or yeah, Path of Exile. Yeah, like it's cool. Like I don't know what audience you're aiming for here.
Wanderstop. This sounds familiar. This comes out on March 11th on PC and PS5. Why does this sound familiar? Oh, this isn't going on my top list, but this looks cool. I like the aesthetic of that. Okay. Anyway, not going on my list. We can probably move on. Lost Records, Bloom. Okay, so is Lost Records a freaking?
It's like a maybe it's like a Walking Dead type thing.
Yeah, this got to be what it is. Developed by Don't Nod Montreal and published by Don't Nod. Interesting. That might be something I might have to look into. That's just interesting. Anyway, Xenoblade Chronicles X Remastered. I wish I was a Xenoblade person. I've watched Omega play several of these games, and they are always intriguing when I tap into them, but long JRPGs, I only have so little time, so I just can't ever get into these. But like the mech, you've seen this, right? Surely on like the
Wii. I know I loosely know what Xenoblade is.
This has like such a cool, hang on. You need to see the cover art for this. Look at this shit, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like a big giant mech. Also, like, I don't know if this is spoilers, but like, what if, I don't know if this is spoilers, but because I don't know anything about the series, I feel comfortable saying it. Cause I have no idea what it means, but one of the characters, I think it's the main characters, just like canonically ends up with like four wives and like 18 kids. Like, he takes a picture that looks like he just gets bitches, bro. And I was like, what is this game possibly about?
I have no idea what you're talking
about. It's like, I only ever see it on Twitter. And the first time I saw it, I thought it was like a porn drawing. But apparently it's like an actual like end credits thing. I don't know. That's all I have to say to offer this conversation. What I said could just be fake.
I'm not familiar enough to even remotely comment. I'm assuming this is not even remotely a conversation on either of our lists, right?
No.
It's a Switch game, and we've discovered you're a Switch hater. So, and I am too. Listen, give me the Switch 2 so I can finally play Tears of the Kingdom and it run at 60 FPS, and I will forever be grateful. Like, that will be. I literally still have an unopened copy of Tears of the Kingdom, which turns 2 years old. I got it from day one in May of 2023. Turns 2 years old this year. I'm just waiting to get a Switch 2 and launch that game and play it in 60 FPS. It's gonna be great. Tales of the Shire.
No, I actually hate this game.
Do you?
It's not even out yet, but I'm not gonna lie.
This is the Lord of the Rings. Yeah.
This game keeps advertising itself as a cozy, comfortable game, and it's made me hate the cozy game term. Okay. It's like, for some reason, it's like nails on a chalkboard to me. The amount of games that advertise themselves as cozy.
I think the thing is like, you don't. Yeah, I get what you're saying. It's weird that is part of your marketing now, because I feel like it was always an understated thing, and it's better as an understated thing, not as like, play this because we know there's this subsection of people that love quote unquote cozy games. Like, okay.
Yeah, it's, I don't know why it pisses me off. I like, how is that the most marketable thing about your game? Like, you have no confidence in any other aspect. Like we're a good farming sim. We're a good like Lifetown sim, or like, why is cozy your main advertising point? That should be like a strictly community advertising point.
Yes. Yeah, I agree. All right, so it's not going on either of our lists. It comes out on March 25th. We have Atomfall here, which comes out on the 27th on pretty much every console, period. It's by Rebellion, who I believe are the people that published Friday. They make Sniper Elite, Zombie Army, stuff like that. Anyway, this looks interesting. It's a nuclear disaster has left an area of Britain in tatters, is what it says. Atomfall, a new survival action game, will see you explore, scavenge, craft, barter, and fight your way through beautifully recreated scenery in search of answers. That actually sounds pretty cool. This isn't going to go on my top 10, but this actually is. This is about to get added to my wish list. I won't lie. It actually looks. I mean, it looks kind of. It kind of gives me like. What's the game you guys have played a few times? Or Month
the
of
Forest.
Mania? Yeah, it gives me sort of like forest vibes a little bit. All right, the first Berserker Kazan. What is this, and why do I feel like I should know what this is?
I've never heard of that.
Oh,
wait, isn't this
this is DNF.
Yeah.
This is DNF. We had a whole, did we have that on the podcast, the conversation about DNF, or
I don't remember.
We did have,
I mean, I think it had a conversation about with DNF, Hoyo, but like stuff. Maybe this is what they're doing to get some testosterone back in the DNF franchise.
This comes out March
27. It was out the window in that Hoyoverse trailer, bro. They Berserker got ripped to shreds in the Hoyoverse art style.
I'll just go ahead and list off the rest of the March games. I don't think any of these are going to be on our list. Enzoi Early Access, Football Manager 2025, and Killing Floor 3. Any of those make?
They're making a Killing Floor 3.
Oh, are you interested in that?
God, I mean, not really, but kind of. I'm surprised.
Oh, I like the aesthetic of it. What?
It's a very grungy Killing Floor.
Yeah.
It's like a horror-based game, but yeah, maybe I'll check it out. I don't know. Killing Floor, I didn't know it was something that people would buy enough to warrant a franchise like that, but okay.
Last of Us Part 2 Remastered comes out on PC April 3rd. Korra comes out on April 17th. Fatal Fury comes out on April 21st.
Hey, I'll probably buy that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, I've been waiting for it for a while.
Oh, okay. 100 Lion Last Defense Academy comes out on April 24th. Fantasy Life I, The Girl Who Steals Time comes out in April, and Once Human also comes out. And the last thing here available that we have three games left. Sonic Wings Reunion, which is, I believe, a remaster. It is not anything to do with that. With Sonic Revenge of the Savage Land, both of those come out in May. And then in June, we have Inazuma 11 Victory Road. And that is basically it for what they have, things with actual dates, because so much stuff is still up in the air about this year. Is Fatal Fury making a top 10 for you?
Nah, probably not.
Okay. So that brings us exclusively to what is available here. We have Mafia the Old Country. This game actually looks really sick. Are you a Mafia guy at all?
I'm not, but I have played a little bit of the games.
Okay.
How interested in Mafia are you?
I'm
really
pretty interested in playing this game. Yeah. And it's going to be a little bit longer, but I would like to tie it in, or I'll put it up in an 8 for now. It might get, we'll move it around. Let's start going through this list. Ghost of Yote.
Okay. I mean, I assume this one's pretty high for you.
This is like a 2 is what for I would.
Yeah. Holy shit. Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah.
I didn't think it, I mean, I guess it makes sense. A lot of people were, I can't believe it's been so long since like the first one came out. But a lot of people glazed it back then. I guess you're still glazing it to this day.
Huh? Ghost is one of like the Ghost. If I made a list of top 10 or 20 games, is probably in either top 10 or top 20. Like of all the games I've ever played.
So, okay. It's high praise.
Yeah, it's going in my personal number 2 slot. All right, Death Stranding 2.
This is an interesting one. I feel like this is going to be very interesting as like maybe more of a watching experience for me. I don't think I'll play it myself. But I do think it's interesting.
Put it on the list. I'm gonna put it like here for now.
It can be mine. We'll use it as my 9. That way, okay. It can stay at the nice 9 slot with Assassin's Creed.
I've played about 2 hours of Death Stranding 1, and I really do want to play more because I feel like when you're not doing the like intense Kojima stuff, that is like a quote unquote cozy game. I don't know if you've ever looked into that game, but it's a lot of walking, right? It's a lot of traversing.
They should advertise Death Stranding 2 as a cozy game and just keep doing that.
Yeah. But it does have like its cozy moments, and then it has its very like it's not a cozy game at all, but like it has its cozy game esque moments. That game is so interesting. It's either my next game to play after Witcher, like as my like not modern game. Like I don't like Marvel Rivals is always going to be on my mind to play, even though I haven't played it that much. But like, I always have like a game that's on the back burner. And right now for me, my back burner game is Witcher 3. So like, that's the game that I play when I just am like, I'm going to sit down in front of a TV. You know what I mean?
Okay.
GTA 6. Let's save that one. We're going to save that one. I'm
yeah,
moving that
yeah.
Down.
Don't want to let people know where that one's going.
Does Borderlands 4 do anything for you?
No, I know it does not. I know some Borderlands fans.
I was sad. I won't lie. Like I played a lot of 1, played a lot of 2, did not play much 3. Didn't really play like the pre-sequel or whatever it was called. Like the last time I was submerged into the Borderlands universe, I played 3 for maybe about 5 hours, but like the last time I was really like I'm in Borderlands was 2, which I feel like is probably the majority of people. But I really wanted to feel something during the 4 trailer, and I felt nothing. I'm so for real. Like I wanted to be hyped for that game so bad, and I will probably try it. It might be one of those I wait. Like if it comes out at a really good time and I have nothing else to play, I will probably play it. But if it comes out,
the crazy part about it is, and this is what got me with the trailer, like you were saying, is like back in the day, people were like, Borderlands, the art style makes it look so timeless. I feel like that's a bad thing now, because literally I saw Borderlands 4. I was like, this could literally just be Borderlands 2 footage that I just didn't see.
Yes.
It looks so similar.
Yes. I think it worked. Yeah. And I love the cel shaded aesthetic, but pretty much all I was going to say was basically if it comes out on a really good time, and there's nothing else I'm playing, I will probably buy full price. If it comes out at all where I'm like sidetracked by literally anything else, it's probably going to be like, I'll pick that up when it's like $10 or something like that. So yeah. Do you think we're going to get Zaw? Pokemon Legends Zaw.
If we do, it should go on the list. Oh, I think the Pokemon Legends Arceus was by far probably the best modern day official Pokemon experience I've had ever with a game. I fully beat it, which again, take some doing with me with any single player game nowadays, but it was so fun. It was fun to sneak around. It was fun to catch stuff. If it comes out, I would expect pretty good things. I hope if
especially on actually Switch
if it comes yes if it comes out on Switch 1, I'm just gonna throw myself off a cliff. Switch 2 though, damn, see that
would you
now
would
Nintendo
you
might
above,
be going up
above Monster Hunter. Would you want to? Would you?
No, 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 no. That's okay. That, no, that's betting crazy. That betting on Nintendo that hard would be insane work coming for me. But you know, maybe if they really clutch up.
Yeah, no. So fun fact, really quick. I won't deter too much from our conversation here. But I bought my oldest a DS Lite and Pokemon Fire Red, an actual copy of it. And I am currently playing Leaf Green while he plays Fire Red. I also want to play Fire Red, but I did, but
bro's beefing with his son over his game choice.
Well, no. I mean, I knew he likes all Pokemon, but I knew like opening it up and having Fire Red with Charizard on it, like, let's be real. That's the real pop off. Anyway, so we are playing currently right now. I'm at the second gym. He's just like probably he's in the cave right before the second gym. And so we are enjoying the shit out of that. So we're kind of just, I bought him the DS Lite cause it can play Game Boy games all the way through to DS games. So we're kind of going to do a full retrospective and I'm really stoked about playing all these different games with him. So
this kid is going to have the hardest time relating to his classmates. They're going to look at him like they used to look at me when I would bring up like me playing the Nintendo 64. They're going to be like, you ever heard of an Xbox 360, dude?
Yeah.
Nah, man. Nah, what the fuck? Halo 3, what's that?
It was crazy. You know, it is crazy because like, obviously he would know what a Switch is. Obviously he'd know what all the modern stuff is, but you're right. He had no idea what he was looking at with the DS. Like he had no, other than the fact he's seen me use one from time to time, he had no earthly idea what he's looking at because obviously when you grow up and it's advertised everywhere and everyone has one, everyone talks about one, but now like you're right, like no kids talk about a DS, but I just like, sure, I could have bought him a Switch, I guess, but like, I don't know. It feels way more special to be playing this. And also, we play Lego Fortnite, so I mean, he knows what a modern game looks like, but like, I don't know. I want him to build to what is modern day Pokemon.
Yeah, you gotta set the, I mean, it's about appreciation, you know?
Exactly. That's what I'm trying to do. So anyways, I all that to say, very excited for this, and we might skip some generation of games a little bit just to play this together a little bit. So up on the big screen, hopefully, and 60 frames per second on a Switch 2. That brings us to brother. Elden Ring Nightreign. This has to go on the list, right? I mean, both of us want this on the list, right?
I would say yes, immediately. I would say probably realistically, my expectations for this are under Monster Hunter. I feel like Monster Hunter is a very hard like barrier for me. Like, I know that's going to be pretty, like, it's not going to be the best, but it's going to be pretty damn good. Basically, I'm looking at Monster Hunter like a 300 hour, a purely enjoyed 300 hour minimum. So Nightreign would go right underneath that for me at like a 4. I don't know how big you are into it. Do you think you're going to try Nightreign? Do you play, how much Elden Ring did you play?
I was about to say, so these have been something I've been wanting to do for a long time. I want to do like a full on playing every Souls game and making my way back to Elden Ring. And I just don't know when I'm going to get to do that. I want to do this as like actual content, at least stream content.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So I have about 30 hours in Elden Ring. So, I mean, I'm not like,
it's a pretty long time.
I was going to say, like, I think you talk to some people and you're like only 30 hours. But I mean, for me, like 30 hours in a game is pretty substantial. And then I've played Bloodborne. So like, those are my two sort of like souls, like, oh, Bloodborne and,
God, dude,
what is the one before Elden Ring? What was the one before Elden Ring that was like not very souls? Like it was drastically different. And you could hook onto things,
hook onto things.
Shadows Die Twice is like, it's underscore, but like, that's not,
oh, Sekiro.
Yes. I played a good amount of Sekiro as well, but all that to say, I mean a multiplayer experience within Elden Ring without needing to do mods, like, that's really cool to me.
Yeah, I think the roguelike is gonna be make that pretty fun,
dude. The next time you hear, do you like the last, you like Naughty Dog gameplay, right?
I'm a fan.
My issue, I've never done a replay of Last of Us or Last of Us 2 minus playing some of the remake for Last of Us 1. I've never like replayed any of those games. My buddy replays them all the time. He loves those games. And because I think the gameplay is good, but the thing that I've always had my like my one complaint about those games is you don't get enough gameplay. Like, there's not enough gameplay mixed in to me, like, for the totality of the game. Like, it's always interrupted.
That's all PlayStation single player games to me.
Well, hold on, man. That's not Days Gone, God of War.
I didn't play Days Gone. God of War is what I'm specifically talking about.
What? God of War has anyway, I don't want to detract too much. But what all I wanted to say was, the next time you're here, I want to set you up on The Last of Us Part 2. It has a roguelike mode. That's just pure gameplay. There is no story, anything. Like, you actually build to a final boss in a run. And it's awesome. It's like really,
See, that
really
would be
cool.
fun.
So, anyways. All right, Outer Worlds 2. This is one of those games that's been on my list. I want to play the first one, but I've just never done it. So this doesn't really do anything for me.
I played the first one a little bit, but no, I wouldn't say it does anything for me either. I never finished it.
This is the Avowed people, by the way. This is also Obsidian. I don't know how they're able. They are Xbox's Insomniac, man. Like, I don't know how they're doing what they're doing over there. Do you know what this is? What is this? It looks like RC Riders.
I have no idea. I've never seen that.
RC Gliders? I'll have to move this down. I don't know what it is. Someone can leave a comment if they know. Fable. Does Fable do anything for you? Xbox exclusive.
Fable does zero. Even as a Game Pass thing, this does, and maybe I'll try it, but it does nothing for me. Yeah. I've never once played a Fable game.
Yeah, I
tried one, and then I just got bored. I was like, okay.
I played two because my boss, when I used to work in the movie theater, let me borrow it, and I did enjoy my, like, 2 hours of two. It's like, I just got my 360 for the first time in, like, 2009, 2010, something like that, and, like, he was like, I had no games besides Halo, and he's like, well, try Fable, and so he brought me Fable, and I took it home and played it and brought it back to him the next day, and I enjoyed my time with it, but, yeah, this doesn't do anything for me. I will play it, right, because Game Pass, but I'm... It's not going to make a top 10. This game looks sick, Dotto. Do you remember what Expedition 33 is?
No.
This is the turn-based game that was at the Xbox Showcase over Summer Games Fest. And it's turn-based, but it... Well, here, let me just, like, Google it really quick. It's turn-based, but it also has... Expedition... This game looks cool. It's pretty much all I'm trying to get to. First look gameplay...
Let's see the gameplay. What do we got here?
So,
geez, they are moving this camera around a lot.
Yeah, it's very, like, metaphor persona type aesthetic, but in an actual, like, not anime looking environment.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I like the enemy design. I don't know if I like these characters though.
Yeah, the game looks really cool. I would say this is probably like a number 10 anticipation for me. I actually really want to check this game out.
It's a swooshy game.
You do be loving that swooshy word.
Yes. The swoosh was crazy.
Although that was your 10. That was also my 10. I don't know. I'll leave it there. I want to go through the list and then we'll get brutal with the rest of it. 33 Immortals. Have you looked into this?
No.
I believe it's a roguelike as well. And it has like a Hades look to it, but it's it's a little Xbox logo. Okay, it looks cool. It has
okay. It's like a this is very Hades, very multiplayer could make anything better for me, but I mean it doesn't look bad.
I signed up for a beta and then I was busy whenever there was beta access. I mean it's not I'm not playing it anything.
Now here we go, Nano. Here's a big one.
Yeah, this has got to go on the list. This is, I mean, from my
I would
level,
say, yeah, I would. You know, you're doing good. You did perfect there, Nano.
My level of anticipation. So the next game for us, for those audio listeners, is Metal Gear Solid Delta, or just Metal Gear Solid 3 Remake. This game, I literally have been. I started a Metal Gear Solid 1 playthrough. I've done everything backwards, Dotto. My only Metal Gear Solid game is 4.
Wow, that's a weird one.
I played the ending. Yeah, it's because I had a PS3, PS3 exclusive. That game was super hyped up, and so I wanted to see what it was about. So I've played 4, and I loved every second of it. So I have played a good amount of 1 now, and I really want to get to the point to where I can play 3, which I know, like, in chronological order, I think 3 is technically the first game, or it's, like, the oldest game. I don't know. Anyways, be honest.
It's hard. I loved Metal Gear Solid 3. It's the only one I fully played through. Oh, okay. In fact, I literally did it in one sitting. I actually played through the entire game of Metal Gear Solid 3 in one sitting. Like, my friend came over and we were just like playing it. I mean, we passed the controller off a few times, so it's not like I was gaming straight. But yeah, dude, there are so many cool scenes in this game. This is like the most, like, it's artsy, but in a way that I don't think crossed any line. And then it's also just a good game. Like, it's very stealth oriented, very like survival esque. I could easily see this game in a modern setting, maybe with like some more tweaks to, because the one bad part about it is there is some like, there's so many options you have in the gameplay that it kind of, it can feel a bit like hard to move around sometimes, or like do exactly what you want to do, or aiming and shooting and shit. So if they refine some edges, I could see people really liking that game.
Okay.
There's just so much crazy shit that happens. And like, again, I want to see the ladder scene in HD. Surely you know about the ladder scene.
No.
Oh my gosh. Well, I don't even want to talk about it here then. I just want you to experience that in all of its glory.
Now, Balvin told me that I need... Oh, he would... So I talked a lot about Metal Gear to Balvin, and he told me that I need to actually play 3, like, original, and then also play Delta. Do you...
I didn't know there was a... to be honest, when you said Delta, I have no idea what that even is. I just played Metal Gear Solid 3 Snake Eater.
That is... So they're calling...
The new one. Oh, so the new one's just called Delta?
Yeah, see, Metal Gear Solid Delta Snake Eater.
Oh, okay. I mean, are they changing up the game at all?
I'm sure there will be some changes, but my guess is that it's going to be mostly just a one-to-one.
Maybe, and I can't speak for him.
I can appreciate the update more. I should play
through. Oh, yeah, okay. I mean, the good news is, even if you did that, the game is still so sick, dude. When I think of Metal Gear Solid, I think of the third one. It's very like gritty, boots to the ground. Like, I don't know, it's survivalistic, man. Like, when you're in the grass, like literally eating snakes, like that's when you know shit gets crazy, bro. Like, frog, fucking snake, smoking cigs. Man, that's a genuinely a great game.
I couldn't not have it on the list here. All right, so I was doing some Googling here before we got to this next one. So I was just curious, like, what the hell does the Call of Duty 2025 even look like? You know what I mean? Like, what exactly does this look like? And based on what I just Googled, it is going to be a direct sequel to Black Ops 2. So I'm like, well, now wait a minute. Cause I was going to probably there's probably nothing they could do. I think it's going to be better than Black Ops 6. But if this is a true direct sequel to Black Ops 2, then that is a very interesting one. Dotto.
Man, years move way too quick for a game series to be coming out every year now to me. Like, we were just talking about how, like, for the first time we were both enjoying the new one. I was like, yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah, and there's already,
I don't know if I'm ready to, yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't know if I'm ready to move on yet. Like, I was just thinking about playing it again the other day. Like, I'm not ready to spend more money, I guess, is what I'm saying. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I'm only in it for the multiplayer, to be honest. So
yeah, I'm in it for the zombies, and I was looking, and it says it's already anticipated to have the biggest round based zombies map in the history of Call of Duty. Which I'm like, how are we doing this when we're still in the midst of 6? Why would you even announce that? That's kind of crazy. But anyways, I don't want to put it on the list. I don't know. It's just Call of Duty, so I don't necessarily want to put it on the list. But I could see if they nail the zombies in this, like they nailed the zombies in 6. I actually did an Easter egg run, Dotto. I can't tell you the last time.
Holy shit.
Yeah, like multiple times, by the way, because we failed, and like obviously we don't have all the time in the world, so you fell, and so we just call it a night. So it ended up being, I think, 2 or 3 runs before we actually completed it and got to the end. By the way, really cool. Do you care about spoilers at all?
No.
I'm not even really spoilers about what happens, but if you do the entire Easter egg run, if you choose to continue playing the rounds after the Easter egg is done, it actually gives you permanent perks. You have every perk in the game, and if you go down, you keep them.
Damn.
It also gives you upgrades to all your weapons to make them completely max, like pack-a-punched. So you have all the perks, maxed out weapons. Like, so truly, to me, I mean, I don't get me wrong, I love doing round-based, but like at some point when you have everything done, there's nothing else to build to, and everything's maxed out, it kind of is boring, right? There's like, what's the point? What are we continuing to do here? So, but no, I think they killed the zombies in that. I don't know why I'm still yapping. We both agreed it's not going on the list. South of Midnight, another one that looks real artsy, but probably not on my personal, like, I'm already looking at this, like, I'm going to struggle to probably get some of these off and put some.
Yeah, in. I'm feeling pretty set in my ways now.
This looks like a DLC for Alan Wake or something. I don't know what this is, but Can you tell what this
is? I can just see the word lace. No, I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't. It looks like that looks like the Alan Wake's face, but yeah, I guess we'll move on from that. I cannot tell what this is. Can you?
Nope. It looks like an Assassin's Creed character on our screen.
I think it's a black. I think that says Black Desert. I think it's like the.
Boo.
So I'll move that off. Dying Light, the Beast. I actually will probably play this, but it's not making a top 10 for me. I really enjoy these games, and this is the Beast. This is specifically the Dying Light. I don't know if you played these, but this is the Dying Light 1 character coming back.
Yes, I do. I did think Dying Light was pretty fun.
So I didn't play a lot
of the second one, though.
This is not going to go on my top 10. Now we're here, and I hope that they're right for putting this on here. Judas. Have you looked into this game at all?
No. What is this?
This is BioShock.
Oh.
Yeah. This is... I love how I searched Judas in it and just thinking it would immediately pull up the video game and not like, you know, a person named that. Judas is an upcoming first person shooter game developed and published by Ghost Story Games. It is Ken Levine's first game since BioShock Infinite Burial at Sea in 2014. And it's supposed to come out on PS5, Windows, and Xbox. Initial release date right now says March 2025. There's no world where I think this is coming out. In March of 2025. This is going to go on my own personal list. I just don't know where the hell to put it. I guess I'm about to have to
Hey, if it's off. On Xbox, bro, I'll be there. I feel like nowadays, like, it's got to be on Xbox for me to play it.
I'm going to take Mafia. I do want to play Mafia, but it's got push. Got push to come to shove. It's got to go. I want to play Judas. I'm actually, like, BioShock Infinite is a top 3 or 5 game for me of all time. I love BioShock Infinite, so I literally have a Skyhook back here, and... I'm not a big Funko Pop guy anymore, but I've actually kept my BioShock Funko Pops just to have some sort of representation from them. That's how much I love that series. And so it literally, Dotto, if you haven't seen gameplay, if you've played a BioShock game, you know what this game kind of looks like. It literally looks like modern BioShock. So
I might check it out again. If it's on Xbox, then it's got a good chance. I see one more game on this whole list that actually got me salivating. That's it. Well, I guess two, because we didn't.
I'm curious as
we didn't do the one.
I'm curious as what this. I know.
I don't think you'd be able to guess it.
So there's 1943, which is the Captain America and Black Panther game. I still don't know who this is developed by. Let me do a little bit of research here. This I want to put on the list, but I don't know enough about it yet. But I will definitely be playing it. Like there's definitely no world where this isn't being played by me this year. I mean, it's a Marvel game. Marvel's 1943 Rise of Hydra, which is being developed
by Fortnite skins.
Skydance. Wait, Skydance are the people that bought the Telltale Games people, right? Isn't that who Skydance is? What? Hang on, I gotta see this now.
No, he's in the Wikipedia. He's getting in.
So they've got films. I want to see video games. Man, whatever. Maybe I'm probably thinking of a separate company. Someone can let me know what I am thinking of on that. Anyways, I want to check this game out, but it's not making the list. Doom, dude. You Doom guy?
No, I'm not.
Man, I don't see anything I'd want to take off the list. Right now, for everyone, the list is... I want to call it Splitgate.
Splitgate?
Yeah, Split Fiction. Expedition. I'll take Expedition off because I don't. That is my technical 10, so I'll take Expedition off. But I do think Expedition 33 looks really cool. That's the turn-based RPG. Anyways, right now number 10 we've got Split Fiction, and number 9, my number 9 is Assassin's Creed Shadows. Dotto's number 9 is Death Stranding 2. Dotto's number 8 is Civ 7. My number 8 is Judas. Number 7 is Project Multi, which I just don't think either one of us are taking off. Number 6 is Pokemon Legends Za. 5 is Metal Gear. 4 is Elden Ring. 3 is Monster Hunter. And number 2, which I'm guessing Dotto might be putting one up here at number 2, but my number 2 is Ghost of Yote, because I'm just really stoked about that game. I would love to put Doom up here, but I don't really want to move anything off at the moment. Fuck it, I will. I'm taking Split. I want to play Split Fiction, but I'm taking it off. Dude, this Doom game looks really cool, man. Heavy focus with the shield and some like melee combat. Like, I'm pretty damn stoked about it. Hang on. Are you a Little Nightmare guy? Is that what's got you salivating?
No. Little Nightmares is cool, though. It's not like I'm big into it, but every time I play those games, I think they're kind of fun just as like little games. But no, not really.
We'll move Little Nightmares 3, not making
the list. Move it to the back.
Splitgate 2, not making my list. I'm surprised there's a
I think that game missed its chance. I'm not even going to lie to you.
Yeah, dude, there's so many of these. I will say, which I have wanted to dev a game, but if I was going to dev a game, I'm not going into that space, period. And also, if I was to dev a game, Dotto, I might almost make one in Roblox or in Fortnite. You know what I mean? I listened to a podcast where they were talking about how much some of those, not that it's about money, but like how much some of those stages make. And I bet you some of these games wish they were just like stages inside Fortnite or Roblox. Like they're making more than these games make. I don't know. It's insane. All right. We're at Metroid Prime 4 Beyond.
For me, this does 0%. I've never played a Metroid Prime game.
I will inevitably play this because I'm sure it's going to be a Switch 2 game. I'm sure it'll be a Switch 2 game, Dotto. Surely, right?
I can't imagine they would mess that up.
So it'll be something that I play because it'll be on a freaking Switch 2. But for me right now, it is not moving the needle. And I, too, have never really played these outside of watching my neighbor play on his GameCube because, I didn't have a GameCube. So a lot of those Nintendo-based IPs, like I had a 64 and my next one was a Wii and I owned all of 4 games on my Wii. So anyway, we already talked about Kingdom Come Deliverance, so I'm guessing that's not the game for you.
No. Pokemon Zaz on the list twice for some reason. Get that out of here. Twice.
Are you a Sniper Elite guy?
Sniper Elite? No, I'm not.
These are fun, though.
Fun, but to me, they're like gimmicks.
I played 5 for probably about 4 hours using Game Pass. It's one of the few actual like Game Pass games for me. I don't know what this is. What is this car game?
I have no idea.
This has me intrigued. Is there a new Need for Speed I don't know about? Like,
first saw a picture of a car. I was like, wait a minute. Hold on.
I mean, for me,
2025
car games do move the needle a lot for me. If there's a new Need for Speed that I'm unaware of, like that does a lot for me, but I don't. Yeah. I mean, there's not been a Need for Speed game announced as of this moment. Silk Song are you a Hollow Knight guy?
Nope, still no. But I think for a lot of people, this one would be up there. Even though I don't think it's actually real, I've been hearing about this shit for like 17 years.
Dude, I think he came out and said like it'll be ready when it's ready. But that doesn't do anything for me either. Towerborn?
No, I actually don't even know what that is.
I'm gonna have to Google this. I got to see this for myself as well. Towerborn. What? Oh, it's like a
little strategy game.
Castle Crashers. Castle Crashers was a dope ass game. Sky Oblivion update for Elder Scrolls.
No,
that's crazy. They put this on here. That is cool though. I am definitely I have my eye on that as well. But I'm not. That's not making my top 10. What is this?
I don't even know what this is. The next picture up for audio listeners is like a red text on gray
altars or something like that. Are you you're a Subnautica guy?
No, still no. Is that like Subnautica 2 or is that a DLC?
I do think they're making a second one, I believe. Okay, do you know what this is? Is this you?
That's the Adam. We talked about that earlier, but no.
You're right. We talked about that one earlier. You're not an ARK guy.
You gave it some. No, definitely not. Not an ARK guy.
And you're not a Yakuza guy because we already had that conversation.
Yeah, you're correct on that. It's surprising how many games were on this list, by the way. Oh, Wolverine, man. That's 2025?
I just don't think that's coming out this year.
I don't even think that's possible.
I don't.
We've seen the leaks, bro. That shit did not.
I think if we get an Insomniac game this year, it's going to be the sort of Venom sub game, kind of like the Miles Morales game we got. I think Wolverine is a 2026 game. My thing, and I won't, this is all I'll say so we don't spend too much time on this. My thing is that PlayStation is in a position where they did come out and say they are releasing a actual first party studio game once a year. They're in a position to release one once a year for the next like upcoming years. So my guess is that this year is for sure Ghost of Yote, and we could have one more, but I don't think the one more is Wolverine. But I do know they have to release it by some point because that's part of the contract. Like anytime you license out an IP, it's why we see Dragon Ball games come out too soon. Sometimes because I think like they are contractually obligated to release it by a certain date. So it would be on my top 10. It'd probably be my number one. I would have probably put Wolverine over any other game on this list, including GTA 6.
Really?
Yes, dude.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
That is glazing on a scale unheard of.
But I don't even... I believe so. I hope I'm wrong. I hope I can come back to this podcast, and I hope that I'm wrong, and I will make a mental note. But I don't think it's coming out this year, so I'm not even going to like bother putting it on the list because I don't think it's a 2025 game. I think we would know. We've not seen anything on it, and I do think they won't show anything until it's like pretty close to releasing. But I just think it's this year, so we'll move on. Firebreak. What is this?
I have no idea. My one is coming up. It is coming up, though. We are getting close now.
You said two, though. So I'm like, what?
Two?
Oh, is it just one? Chronos, the New Dawn?
No.
Battle?
I don't even know what that is.
Are you a Battlefield guy?
No, I actually think Battlefield's kind of a cursed franchise that's kind of over now.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's done.
I'm really surprised they didn't do a true mass. They tried the BR. Did you ever play the BR mode where, like, the fire comes in on Battlefield 1?
No, I thought it'd be cool though.
It was an actual cool mode. I'm just surprised.
I genuinely think it's Battlefield's an example, kind of like Halo. Like you fumbled around and fucked around so much that you're just out of where you used to have like this pedestal, but you're kind of just you've lost it forever now. You'd have to regain it all over again on your own merit. I don't think that's gonna happen for Battlefield. Best they could do is like eventually release like a game called Bad Company and like fully go all in on marketing and try to just restart it.
Give us a Bad Company like reboot or something like that. Like call it like remake, don't call it anything, just call it Battlefield Bad Company, and it's like
That's it. They would just have to go all in on the restart and try to remind people of the good times.
I would be so tapped in on that. I'm almost surprised they haven't done a Battlefield 3 remake yet. Because I think three, something like that.
They need to just remind people of good times because I think that franchise is just cursed as it is.
Wolf Among Us 2, is this it?
No, I never played Wolf Among Us. That was one of those story games I missed out on.
What is this?
I don't know. It looks a picture of a blue giant, basically, is what we're looking at, if any gamers out there.
It's a Souls-like or something like that. I remember seeing this. I vaguely remember what this is, but it's got a guy stanced up holding a sword looking at a huge blue dragon monster looking thing. Someone can maybe tell. I'm so excited for some of you guys to like clear up what some of these are. Are you a Ninja Gaiden guy?
That's it, Nano. Ninja Gaiden Rave Drown. A new Ninja Gaiden. I don't know about you. Ninja Gaiden out of like old NES games are like the only one I can still get like a lot of fun out of now. Side scrolling games like this. Especially, like, I really like the in-game style. I just know that this is going to be a very fun single-player experience, which for a lot of other games, I can't really say that about. Probably won't be a huge game or anything, but I expect this to be really fucking good, honestly.
So where do you want to put it?
Well, shit, I don't even know if I have any slots left, bro. Well, like, the only slot left is one.
10 is my slot. You do have something in 9 and 8.
I could get rid of, like, you know, Death Stranding or Civ. Honestly, you could just take Civ off. It's not like I'm gonna, that could just be something I enjoy in private. There we go. Ninja Gaiden. Now that's looking good right there.
I mean,
that game is gonna be good. It's gonna be good. There's no way.
This feels like a respectable list. I'm definitely also piggyback off of you having Death Stranding because I would have loved to have Death Stranding in here. So I'm glad
that's why I kept it for the vibes, bro. I kept it for the team.
This is Phantom Blade, Phantom Blade Zero, which I believe you played. Did you play this? You did, right? At Summer Games Fest.
Yes, I did. I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah, I just don't know if it's not.
It's not going to crack my top 10. Maybe I'll play it. Maybe I won't. I think some people will enjoy it, though.
Are you getting a little fatigued out on the Souls-like games?
Yes. It just has to be good. I have to be able to jump. It has to be like...
Yes.
I feel like people copy the worst parts of the genre and then expect that. I've never been huge into them anyway. I just like Elden Ring because it has a jump button.
That's so funny. I guess let me just a tiny rephrasing of that. It's not so much that like I have fatigue on them because I'm not like, oh man, another Souls-like, but it doesn't move the needle for me. It just being a Souls-like, like it needs to also just be like a good game. Like, oh cool, it has combat that's punishing, but it needs to also be just good. Anyway, what is this? Zen Keeper 2 or something Keeper? I don't know what it is. We can probably just move on. Yeah.
Kind of. Yeah. I mean, yeah, we're on to the final one.
GTA 6. I think the immediate question, I don't think there is a game. Like, even if I put Wolverine at number one, we know what game's still going to be my most played. It would still be GTA 6 because Wolverine's going to be probably about a 15 to 20 hour experience. Platinum, maybe 25 to 30 hour experience. And then I don't really need to play that game again. GTA 6, though, is going to be like a fucking lifestyle. You know what I mean? Like,
GTA 6, it really depends. Like, for me, I mean, it doesn't depend. I probably will play it a lot, but it's going to depend on how much my friends play it. It's going to, you know what would actually like just cement it? If it comes out with heist, like online heist, because that was something we had to wait so long in 5 for. But if they have anything like that, I will put immediately minimum 100 hours into the game as long as it takes to get through all of the heist with my friends.
Let me ask you this, Dotto. Throw a little curveball your way.
All right.
I thought this might be what you were going to say, but then you didn't say it. You know how they bought 5M?
Oh, you're looking for that role play mode.
What are you doing when it is built into the game and we can role play?
I mean, I'm bringing Landon Campbell back. I'm getting right back in the hole. Oh man, I'd be there again. I'd be tapped in, especially if they had like. They're not going to do that. this is the most not going to happen thing ever. But if they did, and there was like a job aspect and like crime and shit like that, because again, we've talked about our memories of TSRP on this podcast more times than we can count.
Yeah.
But you really can't, like, when we did that one robbery, like where we got the bank and things went wrong and then Hom had to drive me out. I get why people do crime, bro. That adrenaline rush was real. My heart was pounding. I was alive. I was truly alive. I was truly alive.
Dude,
it was fucking crazy.
The thing you just cannot explain to someone that hasn't actually done like something like that in a situation, like especially, I think even more, like, sure, yes, like the asymmetric games where you're running away from your friend, but like in a world that you've dedicated, like Dotto and I put, I mean, I think we could both say we put at least 100 hours in a TSRP, right? At least, maybe.
I would say so, yeah.
I can probably find VODs of you playing this game or playing TSRP for 100 hours easily. So, but like you have actual consequences if Landon gets caught. So not only is it that you're not running from AI. You can't reload a save. Like you're running from actual real people in cop cars doing everything they can to catch you. And if they catch you, like you might be throwing away 50 hours truly. And like people will not see Landon Campbell the same at all if you are caught. Like, I don't think that you can totally understand just how intense that shit actually is. Like, it's crazy.
It's very, like, my heart was pumping, my hands were shaking, and I was starting to sweat, dude. I was like, those are, like, legitimately, those are emotions I haven't felt in real life. It's not like I've ever been, like, done a crime on that scale, but that's how I would have felt. Like, if I literally was driving away in a real bank robbery, I would have felt the exact same way. Yeah. It's crazy how fun it is.
Yeah. So, I think that won't be day one. I don't even know if online will be day one. Like, I think.
It probably won't be.
There's rumor. Like, I'm not putting Wolverine on this list for the same reasons I maybe shouldn't be putting GTA 6 on this list. There are already rumors, like, stirring around that they aren't going to make it happen in 2025. So, like, there's a possibility the only way it happens in 2025 is that it launches without the online aspect, period.
Which they literally did for, like, it was, they did it for 5, right? 5 launched with just single player.
Launched with just single player, and GTA Online came out like a little bit later or something.
And then even then, again, like 5 launched with single player, then online came later, and then heist came fucking forever after that. Like, I literally can't remember how big the time difference was, but it was huge. Huge. Which is crazy because they definitely advertised heist as a feature before the game even dropped. I remember because I told all my friends, I was like, oh, when the game comes out, we're going to play these heists. It's going to be so fun. Nope. No heist for a long time.
Yeah. But see, the thing is, though, is it has taken so long to dev. Maybe it will launch just full feature set, like, you know, not do a staged launch. I mean, obviously, there's going to be tons of like different content that they'll release later on, but you would think some of them things that are standard in GTA 5 would be immediately standard in 6 and then some, right? Like a heist in 5 was fun. Imagine what they can do with the 10 plus years of advanced capabilities in GTA 6. And I think that's the thing too. Me and Brianna were just like, we didn't have time to watch a movie. So we're just like watching random shit. And I was like, I'm going to pull up the GTA 6 trailer and just rewatch this. And she's like, sure, let's do it. And so we rewatched it and I was just like, holy shit. Like this game, if this game even looks a fraction as good as this looks and like what we are suspecting, what they did with, did you play Red Dead 2 at all?
No.
Man, I've restarted that game twice because I played it once on PS4, once on PC. I've probably combined like around 30 hours into the Red Dead 2 universe. If they can bring over what they did with the advancements in that game into the world of GTA and be in GTA 6, like, I just don't think, it's probably even hard to even fathom what GTA 6 is going to be like. And maybe I'm also overhyping it, right? Like, I might be overhyping it a bit, but I mean, they've spent it's the most expensive piece of media thing ever created, $2+ billion in development costs. So you suspect whatever they're building is going to be like almost unimaginable.
They're going to make their money back somehow. We are about to get,
oh dude, yeah,
nickel and dime, bro.
I just don't see a world where there's a game that comes out this year that could top. I mean, for everyone always has those niche things. Like for me, if they did bring back Time Splitters randomly, like that's one of my favorite franchises of all time. So like Time Splitters, like true remake would be insane. That could probably be like my own personal, but I don't know, dude. There's like Grand Theft Auto is such a behemoth that whatever day they decide to say, hey, this is when it's coming out, I imagine most games would just move their release schedule, right? Like why would you release a game the same day? Like,
I don't think anybody would.
Fragpunk gets delayed, Dotto, and it's still coming out. It gets delayed, and they set it for like October 15th or something, and that ends up being the same date as GTA 6 or some bullshit. Oh god, man. Yeah, I don't know. I think there is unironically a world where it could eventually have RP though built in. I think why else would they buy 5M if they're not trying to do something with RP? And they know how big video RP is, so I'm sure they want to be able to like make their own money off of it. So why wouldn't they want to sell?
We'll see, bro. That would be a crazy turnaround.
But I would presume if maybe there's your heist stuff and maybe there is online day one, but the RP stuff, I don't think you see that day one. That's like a year later, like launch. Like they may say like, hey, this is coming when they finally tell us more about the game, but it's like this will be later, you know, like experience single player, experience what we have for online, and then come back later and hop in and become your player with 300 other people in Vice City or something. So anyway, the only thing we didn't really touch on, which wouldn't really be a game, would be Sparking Zero DLC. But we should be getting...
That's not even a game, bro. Come on now.
We should be getting that soon. I mean, Q1 for Daima, Q1 for Superhero, Q1 for Daima Pack 1, Q1 for Superhero. I mean, we should be getting one of those packs this month. Like, how do you have two packs coming out in Q1, which is literally just January through March?
They got till March. They just got March. I mean, once we get in there, I mean, as soon as we hit February, they're done.
Yeah, I mean, if one of the packs is not launched by February, I mean, it's got Battle Hour in 2 weeks, we will know. Like, Battle Hour in 2 weeks, we'll probably know when Diamond's going to end, and we'll probably know what they're doing with Sparking. Like, I presume they will trailer and launch date at Battle Hour for the Beast and Superhero DLC. I'm honestly surprised we haven't gotten it already. It's kind of been a weird... They launched it, and now it's just kind of been like, we got that one good, like, big patch, and then the game just kind of sat there. Interesting. Yeah. To say the least. Are you still enjoying Sparking?
Yeah, I definitely thank God the patch came out, dude. I didn't realize how much it was horrible until after the patch came out, and now I know for sure that the base game was atrocious. there were so many things wrong, but now it's okay. I definitely think new characters would freshen it up.
Yeah, I hate to be like, I saw people that were so mad, like, I guess they were calling people bandwagoners if they just only come back for DLC. And I'm like, first off, why are we so like gatekeepers of this that it matters why people come back? But secondly, like, there's nothing wrong with just coming back for the DLC. I don't know. My desire to play Sparking has been kind of low. I've got the platinum. I kind of did the things I wanted to do. I'm kind of just looking forward to DLC characters right now. You know, I don't know.
That's all I need. That's all I really need. There's nothing wrong with that.
Okay, well, anything you want to change to this? I'm re-looking back down here.
And I like our list.
I don't really think there's anything I would change. I guess let me just like browse, just so I can... I might screenshot this. I need to start using our Key Moments Twitter account way more. And like you know, like actually interacting with people and stuff like that. I'm just looking to make sure there's not anything this list didn't have that maybe, again, this is, we're recording this on January 3rd. So obviously there could be tons of stuff that ends up coming out. There's not nothing on here that even remotely moves the needle for me that wasn't already on our list. So
I think they got games listed that are coming out to Mac, bro. This is padded like crazy.
Oh, there's way more games down here. Holy hell. They added, they just, I guess there's just so many games that don't actually have. There's a Coffee Talk Tokyo. Have you played Coffee Talk?
No, what the hell is that?
It's like a old school, like not quite 16-bit, but it's definitely a very indie type title. Oh, the Hinokami Chronicles 2. I'm actually pretty stoked to try that out.
That's like, that game could have easily been in the first game. I'll still buy it and play it, but it's like that game's not going to be any different. No shot.
No. I love how it says Switch family of systems, meaning that it's likely going to be on the Switch too. It is a very pretty game. Anyway, Coffee Talk is just like you make coffee for people as they come into your establishment and like you have conversations with them. It's basically kind of like a relationship type builder, but not like romantic. A lot of it, I think some of it maybe it was like some romance in there, but most of it's just like talking with people. And the big thing, I only played a couple hours, but the big thing is that you're running a coffee shop. Obviously mythological creatures and stuff like that, but like it's at nighttime.
Obviously mythological, the mythological creatures are obviously there.
You're open at night, by the way, a coffee shop at night, which you like, you comment on the at fact night. That yeah, like it's probably not the most smart thing to have a coffee shop that is open only at night. One thing, Final Fantasy 14 mobile, does that do anything for you, Dotto?
No, I am not playing that on mobile.
I just, how would it MMO on mobile, how's that gonna like I assume it'll be the full.
It's not. There's no way.
I don't really see anything that we didn't. I am curious what the car is. I'm excited for this to go live and someone to tell me what the hell the car meant. Why there was a car on there?
Bro's hoping for one racing game.
Why is there a random picture of Pikachu on this list? Is that just there to like
image credit Nintendo?
Like, are they just trying to, you know, like they know Pikachu is high search or something like that?
Pikachu's coming in, you know, HD. Switch 2, they're just trying to get in on all the algorithms.
Slay the Spire, does that do anything for you? Speaking of...
Hell no, Roblox. Hell no, I never played Slay the Spire 1.
I always wanted to, but I never got around to it. Yeah, I'm not... Maybe it's this Tokyo Extreme Racer is what it was, maybe? I don't know, it's so weird. Like, that had mostly, like, Hypebeast type games, so to see, like, not... I don't know. Minecraft movies, that, are you excited to go watch the Minecraft movie?
I will watch the Minecraft movie. And yeah,
I will too. My kid is gonna want to see it.
Damn, they listed everything on here. Why they got movies?
Five Nights at Freddy's 2. Until Dawn's movie is actually coming out. I have seen nothing on that. It apparently comes out in April. All right, well there you go. I feel confident that this can be, I can screenshot this and tweet this from the Key Moments account. This is our top 10 list, the Key Moments list. You don't want to put anything up here at number 2?
No, not really. I mean, I'm confident in your list, you know, like if I were to move anything, it would come from my list already. And I think it fills out nicely.
I do think, I can't really imagine people being that mad about this list.
I don't think so. I think we did a good job. I think we've got a nice spread here too.
Is this, hang on. So do you think this is a Key Moments list or a Meathead Moments list?
I think this is actually a pretty smart brain. I don't think this was Meathead at all.
Hell yeah.
We've got fucking Metal Gear Solid 3, Ghost of Yotei, Monster Hunter, and the Ninja Gaiden pick. You know, I did pick it just because I liked it, but I feel like that gives us more street cred. Like, is anybody else going to put Ninja Gaiden up on their list?
I mean, a few people. I don't know. It'll make
a
few, you know?
But like, yeah, but not the meatheads. They don't even know about that.
I'm waiting on people to be mad that I didn't put Wolverine on the list, at least just for the sake of putting Wolverine on the list. But I don't think it's happening this year. So there you go. Hope you guys enjoyed this episode. We were on a dime a break week, and I don't know, you guys have been asking for yap session, so this was a hell of a yap session.
You damn near got one, bro. This whiz.
Anyways, appreciate you guys supporting us. Leave a like, subscribe, leave a rating if you're listening on audio portions, and we will see you guys next week with more Dragon Ball Daima.
Bye.